How's it going, guys?
Good.
Can I have this?
Yeah.
Soon.
Alrighty. Josh, you start the game 1 for 5. Only 90 yards, I think, as a team in the first half. You put up 150 in the third quarter. What was the turnaround from the first half coming out in the third quarter?
Yeah, not ideal to start the way we did. Our defense kept us in it long enough where we figured it out. But I think first and second down efficiency was just really poor. I mean, something I got to clean up, make better decisions early on, getting us in the right plays. I do love and appreciate our guys, how we came out in that second half, our defense getting the stop. Fourth down conversion allowed us to get some momentum right there. And again, we just found a way. It wasn't going to be, didn't look like it was going to be pretty in the first half, but to win the way we did, speaks a lot to the guys in the locker room.
Josh, is that the spark for the offense from Amari that you guys were hoping for?
I hope so. Yeah, it looked pretty good. I mean, it's a huge shout out to him for putting in the extra hours of getting ready for this game. It's not easy being traded in the week and playing a game and playing real live reps where he played quite a bit. Shout out to him. DJ Mangus, wide receiver assistant coach, putting in a lot of work with him, Coach Henry. Guys in the building that put a lot of effort into getting him ready to go. It's huge to have him out there.
What's it been like gaining rapport with him? He's a softer spoken guy, doesn't really say a lot. What's it been like gaining rapport with him over these few days?
Yeah, I mean, I think being 7 years in the league now, just like understanding guys of his caliber, they don't need a lot. You know, they go out there, give him a clear mind, let him go play. That's what he did out there a couple times, just finding zones, finding windows. He made a really good catch on that slant. But again, just the professionalism that he has, the ability that he has, just trusting what I see with him, and things will turn out pretty good.
Josh, what did it take for you guys to get into a rhythm? It seemed like you were out of rhythm in that first half. What do you guys did to establish that in the second half?
Yeah, I think just first and second down efficiency in that second half, we were pretty good. I like that hat, by the way. Getting the ball past the sticks, I think we skipped quite a few third downs in that second half, which, again, that first half, just being in those third and sixes, third and sevens, you kind of go through your third down call sheet real quickly, and you don't have to be in those situations. I don't know. It took us a while to get a first down, but again, to come out the way we did in that second half, our team played really well.
Hey, Josh, three other guys went over 50 yards as well, Coleman, Shakir, and Kincaid. When Amari gets up to speed, how difficult will you guys be able to defend?
Well, I mean, I think that's worth seeing, worth waiting for before I say anything. Just continuing to get him up to speed in our offense and making sure that he feels comfortable with what we're doing. But again, that's the mindset that we've always had, is everybody eats. And just because we get a guy like him and his caliber doesn't mean we're going to try to force feed him targets. Everybody's going to be in their position and do their role. And again, some weeks we're going to ask more from other guys than others. And that's just kind of how we've been doing it, but it was good to see our guys get involved today.
Josh, the offense seemed to open up for everybody when Amari got involved. Is that, how coincidental is that? Or did you notice what the Titans were doing, like, okay, things maybe started to shift or loosen up for everybody once he got the touchdown and then the long game down the left sideline there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's true. You know, anytime you have a player of his caliber, he demands extra attention. And if you don't, we're probably going to throw him the ball. But again, our guys did a good job of getting open, making plays. I know Khalil's still not 100%. He's battling through it and played his tail off. I think Keon went over for 100 yards. It's his first time in his career. So that was pretty awesome to see, too.
You got a touchdown to Amari. It looked like you changed the play. And it looked like he was looking for help from Keon. Is that what happened? Because he looked over there. Did you
No, we. I mean, we changed the play at the line of scrimmage. They gave us a zero look. We got into our zero beater. Maybe he was just alerting Keon and relaying the message. I'm pretty sure he knew what to do because he did it. So,
yeah, but it looked like he was looking like, I don't know, and then Keon like gave him a signal, and then he did it.
I'll have to ask him. I didn't see that. Right. Sorry.
You had two big third down conversions specifically to Dalton. Were those plays that just that's where the ball told you to go, or is there just an extra level of trust with him that's continuing to build?
A little bit of both. And that first one, they were playing zone. We had a little back out of the, or a route out of the backfield with our running back. Felt like the corner attached. He did a good job of maintaining leverage on a safety. He made a heck of a catch. That second one was just man-to-man, trusting him to go make a play. I put a lot of air on it, and he ran under it, made a play.
Josh, what goes into, you know, timing and trust at a short period of time, bringing in a guy like Amari Cooper, and then how will you guys be able to find that consistent chemistry?
Honestly, it's just trusting my feet and trusting my arm. You know, it's one of the, I think, the pros of having a stronger arm, if you will, where you got a guy that's open. And, you know, on that little quick fade route I threw to him, he did such a good job of his release, and he gained a lot of separation. I just kind of just trusted my eyes, trusted my arm, and just tried to throw it in there as firmly as I could, and he made a heck of a play. So that's what it's going to take early on of getting to know him, just trusting, you know, if he's open, trusting where it's going to be. And, you know, as we keep going across the season, gaining more confidence in each other, and I could be able to kind of, you know, see those beforehand.
Hey, Josh, in the fourth quarter, you threw to Amari. You were kind of pressured. It maybe wasn't the most accurate ball in the world because you got to get it out quick, but he was able to make the catch, and it was a first down. Is that kind of an example of almost the exact type of play that he can bring to this offense?
Absolutely. You know, we talked about it beforehand, too, how he was going to run a slant. You know, I was waiting for him, and unfortunately, we were hot off the right side. I changed the protection to the boundary because I thought they were bringing a wheel pressure. I ended up bringing somebody else from the other side. So I'm a little warm. I'm sitting there. I feel the guy, and I'm just trusting that he's getting out of this break and put it behind him. He made a hell of a catch there.
Keenan had a couple of big plays. I know the touchdown got called back. But where have you seen the growth in his game? I know we're still very early in the season.
Yeah, just staying in it. You know, he's a guy that wants the ball. You know, he's backside one-on-one. He wants the ball thrown to him. You know, and he continues to make plays like that for us. You know, it's hard not to throw it to him. But just staying in it. Trusting the offense, trusting what's going on, and he made some good plays for us tonight, and you know we're gonna need that going forward.
Josh, two game winning
streak. Two more.
How do you guys build off this momentum?
We just use it to keep riding the momentum. Having good weeks of practice, having good weeks of game planning, trusting the offense and what's in front of me, trusting what Joe was calling. At the end of the day, just going out there and executing on any given Sunday, Monday, Thursday.
All three running backs scored today. How much more dangerous does that make you as an offense when they get going?
That's pretty cool. That's awesome. And, you know, that last four-minute drive, you know, they know we're running it. We know we're running it. And, you know, telling Ray, you know, go get in the end zone. And that's what he did. So it's a good job for our offensive line. Those situations are never easy because, again, they know exactly what you're doing. You know, and we just out-executed them. Thank you.
Thank you, Drew.
DC's been working his butt off day in and day out, and to have a dude like him come in and make that play, especially like as a young guy, as a rookie, it's awesome. We're all hyped.
Greg, how about the play before that as well? Bernard, I think, had a tackle for loss on the third down play. That overall sequence for the defense seemed like it was a momentum changer.
Yeah, it was real smooth. It's really just us being out there, taking turns, making plays, us just doing our job, and then whoever the play comes to on that specific play, that's what's gonna make it. So kind of our mindset, 111, and it was great to see dudes out there making plays. I was glad.
You You had six quarterback hits today. I think the Bills said that's the most in the NFL by a single player this season. What was working for you?
Just playing fast, you know what I'm saying, listening to my coaches, working out the other guys on the field. I know me and Smoot had a good one where we ran a little game. It was on the other end zone, away from the tunnel. But, yeah, just really just working with the guys, shout out to them, you know what I'm saying? It's, like I said, just kind of taking turns, making plays, getting to the quarterback.
Can you talk about the fourth down play that they ran?
Which one?
Midfield. That kind of looked like the turning point in the game. You guys stopped that.
With DC, with Carter?
Yeah, DC
yeah.
made the play there.
Yeah, I think it was a, I don't even know, it was like a QB sneak maybe or something like that, or a handoff or something. It was just a pile of bodies, and then just DC just made a great play.
You guys, you know, you go down 10-0, you scored 34 straight.
Yeah.
What was the message defensively, though? Because maybe a little bit of a slower start than you would have wanted.
Yeah, really just stay calm, settle in, just kind of let the game come to you, just doing your part. A lot of times I feel like teams have, obviously, they have like a script of how they want to attack you. So you see a team come out and have that hot start. But, I mean, when you start calling base defense versus base offense, you got to be able to go out there and just win your matchup, win your 1-11. Because all the, like, the screens, the draws, all, like, the kind of tricky plays, they kind of run out. And you got to, at some point, put the ball down and play football, you know?
How important was it to, you know, to brush away, it was doing a lot of window dressing in that first half.
Yeah.
So how important was eye discipline and gap integrity?
Yeah, it was everything. Eye discipline, we talked about not letting motion cause emotion, and then gap integrity on every single play. You know what I'm saying? Kind of just that, running to the ball, just doing our part and being able to settle down. Because like I said, eventually you got to snap the ball, you got to run normal plays, whether it's just you running belly or you running wide zone or you just throwing the ball out of shotgun. You got to eventually get to just the normal plays, and we're able to settle in and do our thing.
Greg, you've had a couple of games this year, week one against Arizona too, where it seems like you've had almost single-handedly taken over at times.
Yeah.
How do you find that level of consistency week in and week out? I know it's tough to do, of course.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you kind of just get in the flow. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was one of those days when you're out there just kind of winning your rushes, and we kind of – I know I and a lot of the other dudes on defense have a mindset of just like, it might not be the eighth time, might not be the ninth time, might not be the tenth time or the 11th, but you kind of just keep putting yourself in position to make plays. I mean, you're gonna make a lot of plays if you do that, and you kind of have that mindset and kind of just let the game come to you. I feel like it makes it harder when you kind of reach outside the framework of your body and try to make plays, or you're trying to get a sack, or you're trying to get this or whatever. It's like, nah, just play your keys, have good eyes, pad level, hands, and then just kind of let the plays come to you and just try to play fast.
What is the mindset when the offense is struggling or a little bit slow out of the gate?
Yeah.
Does it felt like that's kind of also when you guys lock down?
I feel like football is a team sport. You know what I'm saying? Some days the offense might be down. There's been days where we've been kind of down, and it's all about if it's kind of like a balance beam. If one side is kind of leaning leaning this way, the other, whether it's defense, special teams, or offense, has to kind of pick up the slack a little bit. So it's like whenever they're down and we're down, the other side, we kind of take responsibility and let's get the crowd going, let's get the juice flowing or whatever. We try not to point fingers, because that's not going to get you anywhere.
What's Bernard mean to this defense? His knack for making big plays just seems to be kind of a weekly spark.
Yeah, TV means everything. The way he prepares in the week, the way he takes practice seriously, like just the way he's a pro of pros. And then obviously the way he comes out here on Sundays and plays, he's like the heart of our defense.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks,
right. Suspense is killing.
Everything Joe was calling, all the different looks we was practicing in practice, we got them in the game and executed at a high level.
Did you think you were in on that touchdown there toward the end?
I mean, I always think I'm in, bro, but you know, respect the call. They said I was out, I was out.
I've seen them make that play 100 times at practice, you know, the same way, so that ball ain't moving.
In the first half, 44-yard reception, but you got pretty open there over the middle. But you know, at that time in the game, the offense was kind of needing a spark. So to be able to provide that, just what does that mean for the group overall?
I mean, it means a lot. They can count on us as receivers to, you know, provide that spark. Whether it's the run game not working that day, we need to provide it, or it is, and we just need that big play to happen. I think anybody in our room can make that play happen.
Tomorrow, you guys started maybe a little slower than you want defensively. You're down 10-0, but able to run off 34 straight points to win it, but what did the defense do to maybe correct things early on and respond the way that it did?
You know, really just get back to playing our brand of football. You know, just reading our keys, lining up, seeing what we need to see, not seeing too much, and just executing how we do every day in practice.
Mark.
So pretty much just settling in and playing our brand of football.
Can you take us through the interception? Sorry about that.
Just playing off of vision, you know, I recognized the route, pretty much double slant. I seen the quarterback go through the first window, so he was going through to the next one outside, and I was pretty much preparing myself for it to go exactly how it did, kind of catch the tip, you know, so shout out CB Christian Benford, playing great D out there on that slant, tipped it right to me, got my second one.
Keon, did you the dynamic of having Cooper on this team now, and just, you know, working with him and seemingly probably give him a little help because you're going to know this offense a little better than he does, even as a rookie. What was your sense of his presence out there today?
I liked it. Bringing a different dynamic to the offense. Another guy that can do the same similar things that I do at a very high level, and he's proven himself in the league for a long time. So just another threat, man. You got to respect it.
Did you tell him what to do on the touchdown, on his touchdown?
Nah, man. He know the play. You know the play. I just helped him confirm it. That's all it was.
It looked like there was some kind of communication between you two, though, before the snap.
That's the name of the game. You never can get fined for over-communicating. Make sure everybody doing what they need to do.
Damar, just defensively overall, the second half of the game, it seems like week in and week out, you guys are really strong after halftime. Is there anything that's happening that is making those adjustments so effective?
You know, that's to great coaching. You know, we settle in and, you know, we adjust well. And I think that's what elite teams do, elite defenses do. You know, you're able to adjust on the fly. You can practice everything you want to practice, and a team can come in here and, you know, run something completely different than what you practice all week. So you have to adjust in the game. But, you know, on our end, you know, we're just preaching start faster and play at the high level that we're playing at 3-4 quarters.
There was a sequence in the third quarter, Bernard got a stop for tech for loss, and then Carter on fourth down also. How big of a swing was that momentum-wise overall in the game?
Super big. You know, every drive that we take that field, we're thinking 3 and 0 takeaways. So, you know, whether it's the first drive or whether it's, you know, that drive, at whatever point in the game it was, you know, it's definitely us checking our goals whenever we can get 3 and 0 and takeaways.
Damar, what point in time in the game did y'all realize what Tennessee was doing offensively?
You know, early on, and, you know, shout out to them. They definitely had the kitchen sink as far as, you know, everything that they were doing. But, you know, early on, you know, it was pretty much just us, you know, just having to settle in and play our brand of football. You know, probably hear me say that all the time because, you know, we line up and execute and do what we need to do to be the best in the world.
Keon, what was it like? Seemed like you was having a lot of fun out there today. Big contributions. How excited were you to go out there and make those type of plays?
No, I mean, I was very excited, very grateful. The ball kept finding me, and, you know, do what I do best, just make the play. Coach put me in the position. I just got to continue to make the plays that they brought me here to make.
Keon,
And they said that you could run all the routes. You put that on full display today. You know what I mean?
Who said that?
You put that on full display. It's like you just, all right, Florida State, you ran certain type of routes. Today you had a full display on crossers, mm-hmm. back shoulders, you name it. So, you know, just to be able to put that on full display, you know, how motivating is that for you?
I mean, that's something me, the coaching staff, already knew once I got drafted here. We ain't had no doubts about that. So we're going to continue to do that.
We saw you on Thursday, like, working 45 minutes or so after practice. You said it was a secret. Were you working on something that happened in this game today?
That's the secret. I can't tell you that. It worked, though. It works.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks. Yo.
Yeah, there you go. Thank God. I know. I take it. or Anthony were joined, I think it's like,
I hate everybody else. Okay, great to play at home in front of our fans. Fans were again outstanding. Really thought in the second half we turned on the complimentary football, led by the fourth down stop by the defense. Got another takeaway, which led to seven. The takeaway in the first half, we didn't get anything off of it. The offense was able to get into a rhythm in the second half, to me primarily by winning the line of scrimmage, and that sets up everything else. And really, I thought the second half we did a better job on both sides of the ball up front, winning the line of scrimmage, and again, that sets up everything we're trying to do. T-Bass executed, not an easy week for him, but I thought he showed some mental toughness and came out and executed good, solid kicks. The kickoff return in the first half sparked us, led by Brandon and the guys there. That was a big, big play for us from an energy standpoint. Just a good overall team win, and I know it's been talked about with what Coop did, and it's good to have him here. He made an impact just in 4 days, right? Really four teachable, learnable days. And then to come out on day five here and execute like he did was impressive, and I give him credit and the time he was able to put in with DJ Mangus, both in this case player and coach, putting in extra time to come out and execute like he did. So again, good team win, good to do it at home in front of our fans, a lot to clean up. It's hard to win in the National Football League, so we've got to get back to work.
On Murray's touchdown, looked like there was a little bit of communication between him and Keon. Can you kind of take us through that play and how he knew what he was supposed to do after looking at Alan Schechter?
Yeah, it was a situation. We practiced this play. We practiced during the week, and I think Coop looked like he beat the man 1-on-1, and Josh made a good throw. Coop made the catch, good protection. So I just thought, again, overall in the second half, it really just became good, sound, fundamental football, nothing fancy, everyone doing their job.
Any update on Curtis or Terrell?
No, nothing yet. I know something tomorrow here.
Sean, obviously a lot of positives, 34 straight points, but the slow start, you get down 10-0. How much of a concern was that? What did you see in terms of readiness at the start of the game?
Yeah, I thought we were ready. I took the ball in the first half because of the wind being a factor, knowing we felt like, at least you never know, life of a weatherman, but we felt like it was going to gust a little bit more in the second half, so we wanted to have the opportunity to get the win when we wanted it, and came out and we started slow, to your point, Jay. Three straight three and outs. Some of those were self-inflicted. Had a drop, had a penalty. Can't remember on the next drive what happened, but just not good enough and not what you want to do in that situation. So, and then defensively, again, came back to fundamentals. Got to win the line of scrimmage better early in the game. Got to have our eyes in the right spots from a discipline standpoint, and we've got to execute and tackle, get off blocks and tackle. So, and then that affected, I thought, the line of scrimmage. Defensemen in the first half, when they're able to run for 72 yards in the first half and throw for 146, they're a two-dimensional team, and that that's tough because you don't know how to call the game at that point, right? So I thought the coaches did a really good job at halftime, players as well, and settling down and communicating and then making good adjustments.
Along those lines, have you seen that to be a strength of Bobby? Because the defense has really
played well in the second half of games.
Yeah. The defensive staff, Bob, led by Bobby, did a great job just settling in and giving the guys what they do best, and the players, to their credit, just think they understood then what was happening. Sometimes when you're not playing well, you're not in a rhythm and you're on your heels, or you're a little bit like, hey, what's actually going on? And so the communication, really the identification of it by the coaches from the press box down, and then to get that communicated to the players so that they're like, okay, I understand what you're saying. I'll just, you know, and then they can adjust from there.
John, how big was that fourth down stop in Dwayne Carter? I feel like you talk about him now weekly. How have you seen him grow?
Yeah, I mean, we got some young guys really contributing. DC, in that case, big time play. I think it was TB that made the third down stop, maybe. It's hard to see from the sideline there. Keon, big time again today. And, you know, I'm probably going to leave some names out here. But, yeah, these young guys, Ray Davis again, the way he ran in the second half, again, you could feel him, square pads to the line of scrimmage, and very physical.
So a lot of window dressing in that first half, play action, bootlegs, things of that nature. How important was it to preach identity when you got integrity in that second half?
Yeah, good sound football. We've been preaching it. We've got to continue to preach it. Having your eyes in the right spots, doing your job, being in your gap, getting off blocks, tackling. It's not fancy, but it's what you need to do to be good on defense in this case, and good as an overall football team.
Both you and Josh pointed out, singled out DJ Mangus specifically for his work with Amari this week. Yeah. Is there anything specific that you noticed or that DJ did to help Amari get ready for today?
Well, number one, it takes two of them, right? So the player has to want to do it, and that's the start of it. Willing to put in more time, I'm saying, right? In and around the normal schedule, in the gaps of the schedule, and we've got a lot of good young coaches that do a lot of work for us behind the scenes, and you can look them up. But those guys deserve a lot of credit, breaking the games down, staying up late, getting up early. There's not a lot of sleep in those jobs, and all those guys have done a really good job.
John, with it being near mid-October, back-to-back wins that you had to really gut out, what does it say about your team's patience for, I guess, confidence? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what it might be is when things aren't necessarily clicking, that you're hanging in there and you're waiting, that you're able to get it going without panic or falling apart.
Yeah, I think it goes back to, again, the trust that the players have in the coaches and the trust that the coaches have in the players. Making key adjustments, knowing our players as well and what they do best. Usually when you're giving them what they do best, they're able to execute and show who they really are. So we continue to learn. We had some injuries today. Some young guys stepped up. We'll see if those guys are healthy or not going into next week. And it's the experience that some of these guys are getting, the young players, the players that are having to step up due to some of the injuries, hopefully will benefit us down the stretch where we have that key level of experience from not just the starter, but the backup, if you will, the primary backup or so. So just a good team win overall, and I'm proud of the guys, coaches, staff, everyone for how they handled it.
What about Josh, two more, please? He managed the game today.
Yeah, I wrote down when I came in my locker after the game, I'm curious how many times, he was affected in the first half versus how many times he was affected in the second half. And for what it's worth, the play that stands out to me is the throw to Dalton. I think it was a third down conversion. That was a huge play, right? Great throw, great catch, and to have the time to do that. That's not even throwing for depth. You're throwing for width because it was an outside breaking route. Big time play. And it looked like Josh in the second half. I mean, again, some key completions again. We're in our 4-minute offense, but we're still somewhat being aggressive or calculated aggressive with some throws to Keon and taking care of the football at the same time.
Coach, follow up on Tim's question, 2-0. How do you build off this momentum?
Get back to work. Stay humble. Get back to work. Do our jobs.
Okay.
That's good. Thank you.
Coming in. Thanks,
Sean. Thanks.
Thank you.
Me? Oh, my question got asked. Oh, well.
Thank you.
Coop, what it's like to come right in on a Wednesday and being able to contribute right away?
It was a good feeling, you know, to go out there and be able to make some plays for the team.
How do you go about coming into a new team and just getting acclimated yourself to the offense and being able to be give a quality performance today?
Just, you know, trying to lock in, you know, learn as many plays as I can, and just be a professional.
How important is it to develop the timing and trust in such a short period of time between you and Josh?
It's, you know, utterly important. You know, that's the main thing, having that chemistry between quarterback and receiver. Like I said, just try to come in, be a professional. This is it, uncharted territory for me. I have been traded in a similar situation before, so I kind of knew what to expect.
Being in uncharted water, what was it like to hear Bill's Mafia scream Coop out, you know, in the stands? How was that for you?
Yeah. I played for a couple different teams that have done it, including, you know, Alabama Collegiate. And it seems like a different feel every single time. It seems like a different Coop chant every single time. I was just grateful, appreciative. It was something special about the one today.
What happened on that touchdown catch? Can you take us through that play?
Yeah, we had an alert on a play built in, predicated on if we got a specific look. We got the look that we wanted, we checked to it, and it worked just like it did in practice.
It's one thing to watch Josh Allen on film, see what he does, but being in the huddle with him, what was that like today?
It was very impressive. You know, he's a great player. Had the opportunity to watch him, obviously, through the television for quite some time now. He's had his, I believe, his 100th start today. Seems like he had 100 amazing performances. So I guess this was no different. He went out there, he did his thing like he usually does. But he's a phenomenal player, for sure.
How can you guys build off this momentum? You know, with this new offense, new players, new quarterback, how can you build off this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in professional sports, you know, when a competition is so stiff, momentum is probably one of the most important things when it comes to winning and losing. Obviously, there's some other factors out there, but momentum is very important, and it's important. I think the best team, they're the ones who build off of it and just they understand how to keep the ball rolling. So that's exactly what we have to do.
You had about 18 snaps, not counting to the penalty. Was that about the amount of work you anticipated? And if you could also discuss the pace for you going in and out as you did, how was that to deal with?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect as far as the percentage of plays that I would actually play. Obviously, I knew I wouldn't be able to play the whole game. I got some, like you guys alluded to earlier, I got traded on Tuesday. I drove here on Tuesday, but I didn't really start to learn the playbook until Wednesday. So, you know, I do have an impressive memory, I think, but these playbooks, you know, they have, you know, sometimes hundreds of plays, so I knew I wouldn't be able to learn all of them. So I just tried to learn as much as possible and just try to be there for the team.
How comfortable did you feel out there? Like, how much was it, oh, I know what I'm doing, like, not having to think about things too much?
The plays that were for me, I was 100% comfortable with because I, you know, went over them a lot. It was just another day at the office at the wide receiver position.
Amari, this is your new home. What's your first impression?
It's very impressive. I mean, you know, the fans, it has a good feel to the game. Like I said, it just felt different, the fans, for some reason. I kind of got the warning throughout the week that the fans are very passionate. I have been a part of a lot of very passionate fan bases. You know, I played for the Raiders, the Cowboys, the Browns, Alabama. But this one, it seemed a little bit more hype. So I guess that's a good thing.
Mari, did anything surprise you today about playing with your new team in your first game?
I wouldn't say anything came as a surprise. I guess you could say, you know, these games typically come down to the last drive, and we pretty much dominated parts of the game. So I guess that would be a surprise. Yeah.
Murray, Josh highlighted your catch in the fourth quarter. It was he had to get the ball out pretty quick, and maybe it wasn't the most accurate throw in the world, but to be able to make that play and pick up a first down in that situation, just how important was that for the offense and for yourself overall?
That was very important. You know, like you guys know, communication rules the nation. I tried to kind of talk to him about, you know, that route throughout the week and how I run it, because I do run slant routes a little bit differently sometimes than, you know, other receivers. I can run it in a multitude of ways, but I had to warn him about that way because it's atypical way to run the route. So we talked about it, but, you know, he kind of had a guy in his face, and I don't think he really knew where I would be, because we didn't really get a rep at it. You know, we just talked about it. So I think moving forward, you know, it'll be better.
Care to talk about Keon Coleman's performance and how well this receiver room, you know, went out there and played today as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, that was the impressive thing about today. you know, a lot of guys stepped up and made plays at the wide receiver position. You know, congratulations to, you know, the young buck, Keon, for his first 100-yard game. He really put together a string of plays out there, and I still believe that the play that was called back was a touchdown. It looked like he got like 3 feet in, and he definitely had control of the ball. So, no, but it was a lot of impressive plays made out there by the receiver.
Amar, when did you find out you were playing?
Shoot, as soon as I got traded. right on the phone call, he was like, you playing this week? So that's when I found out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry.